This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. St. Louis-based singer-songwriter Beth Bambara makes a stop in Chillicothe Sunday to play the public library at 2 p.m. She'll be featuring songs from her new album, Maps and No Direction. GLT's John Norton caught up with Bambara via Skype to talk about music and some of the inspiration behind her new album.
The name of the song is Map and No Direction. It's a title track from the brand new album by Beth Bambara, who joins us via Skype from her home in St. Louis. First of all, Beth, welcome to GLT and congratulations on the album.
Thank you so much, John.
You have said that the title track comes out of a time where you were in a pretty deep funk, or maybe depression is the word to describe it. Is that accurate?
Yeah, I think that's pretty accurate.
What kind of funk were you in? Why were you in a depression?
Well, I think it's one of those things that kind of slowly sneaks up on you and you don't really kind of realize, I guess, what's going on. A lot of things compounded, a lot of little things together. And then you just wake up one day and, it's just like, oh my gosh, what, what is wrong with me? I can't get out of bed. I can't do anything. And so, I think it's not one thing, like I said, a lot of compounded things. And what I really found is I kind of had to face that. And a great way for me to do that was just to start writing. And so I used writing to kind of, one, I hadn't been able to write anything in a long time. And two, just taking that idea of like, okay, I got to figure out what's going on. And so I wrote my way through it, I guess. Songwriting kind of became my meditation, my therapy. And that's kind of how the song Map in No Direction got written.
Was the funk related at all to your music career?
Yeah, I think you could say that was part of it. It's just being on the road a lot is hard. It can be very demanding and it gets tiring and Yeah,
if there's one thing a musician has is a map, and with no direction, that can be a little disorienting, I would think, right? Do you feel at all that, away from the personal stuff, back to the music itself, do you feel that, you know, you have some direction now, that you're finding a groove with your music and your career, or do you feel like you found that before?
Yeah, I feel like now I have more of a better idea of what I'm trying to do. A lot of it just comes back to, I always want to make sure that I'm still having fun. And I know a lot of musicians experience a burnout and just quit or, kind of disappear for a long time. But just getting back to rediscovering kind of why I love music in the first place.
Why did you love music in the first place?
It's just there's something about getting together with a group of people and playing, whether that's like improvising or really kind of honing in on a song and working out parts. The collaborative effort of it is something I really love about it. And just taking ideas and creating something from nothing is a really inspiring and fun experience. So you have that, the creative side of it is something I really love. And then also the performing side of it. When you're playing to a really intimate crowd and you're singing a serious song or a happy song, and you can kind of see your audience's emotions connect with your emotions that you're trying to get across in the song, like that's a really powerful thing that I love about music. It's kind of this universal language, and you can share these moments with the audience.
Listening to GLT Sound Ideas, I'm John Norton. Our guest is Beth Bambara, who's going to be at the Chillicothe Library on Sunday. You mentioned that getting back to performing, getting back to working with other people helped you through it. Is that something that you worked with other musicians down in St. Louis, or did you work with just your own people for this new album on that?
So we went to Portland, Oregon, And that's where we recorded a lot of the new album. So working with one of our friends, Carl Kling, a producer and a musician in his own right. So kind of getting out of my comfort zone with that and working with new people really helped. And another thing I had done was I picked up a gig playing bass guitar with another band that was doing a tour. So that was another thing that kind of like gave me a creative outlet, but it wasn't, it didn't feel as daunting because it wasn't my own music.
Sometimes being not the boss can be reinvigorating.
Exactly, yeah. And I really experienced that.
You're originally from Michigan, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yep.
Now you've been in St. Louis for a while. The city itself has a rich musical history. How, if at all, has the music of St. Louis and the history of the music of St. Louis affected your music at all?
Yeah, well, it's this funny thing. I didn't think about it until I moved here, but I really experienced, even in my travels, but especially moving to St. Louis, there really is this thing, even with the internet, and you can go and listen to any type of music you want now, there really is this thing you experience being in a physical place. There really is this culture attached to it. And so I had never really experienced a lot of folk or blues music. And so when I moved to St. Louis, that is really prevalent here. And I met some blues players. I met some folk players, some banjo players, clawhammer banjo players. And so all of that, just through the people that I met and what was going on, it really did start to kind of seep into my own music.
Seen the arrow on the doorpost saying this land is condemned all the way from
You're listening to music from Beth Bombara's new album, which is called Map and No Direction. This is GLT Sound Ideas. You mentioned blues music just a minute ago, and you covered a bluesy song, Bob Dylan's song, Blind Willie McTell,
mm-hmm.
who is the blues legend itself. Did you get a sampling of that music growing up, or is it just when you got to St. Louis and you started tapping into that?
You know, yeah, it really was just kind of when I got to St. Louis. I didn't really grow up with a lot of older music. And so I know a lot of musicians, that's kind of their path. You know, they grew up listening to a lot of old stuff, learn how to play it. But for me, it was very different. It was really kind of when I moved to St. Louis that I started experiencing that all.
What was it about Blind Willie McTell that you wanted to cover? Why did you want to cover this song?
I don't really know, except that, you know, the first time I heard it, I was like, I gotta listen to that again. And I just keep, it was something I kept coming back to. And it's just struck me in this way. I really wanted to sing it.
Well, Beth Bombara, it's nice to talk with you. And I know folks are looking forward to seeing you in Chillicothe on Sunday. Thank you for your time. Congratulations on the album.
Thank you so much, John.
Singer-songwriter Beth Bombara plays the Chillicothe Public Library Sunday afternoon, beginning at 2 p.m.